go up again, I go up to Pygmy for help to come along with the people. And I go up with them, we tour around again, Red Dog and Port Said, and back to Red Dog, and then we flew home. And then in September 13, after the school starts, we start at 9 a.m. in the morning. And the school children from small to 12th grade, and all the teachers, staff in the school, and quite a few elders, we take off walking toward airport and past the airport. And we pick all edible things that grow that spring and this past summer and up till then, September 13th, we pick them. And we show the children where we pick them and what they're good for. And then at noon, the principal said, you wait here, find a good place to eat. And then we go with Honda and Terrier in the back, and we come back with food and cooks in school, and we had picnic over there. And then from then, after they clean the area, we walk back to the school. I was in Honda myself, I couldn't walk too far, but they were walking. We go back to the school, and 1 o'clock we start all over again in school. Ruthie Sampson was with us. She were invited by the school to come for in the back day, and she was with us. We talk about those plants we picked from over there. We told them what they're good for and what how we prepare them and put them away for use later on. And some of the plants we picked were not food, but they were good for healing. We explain all those. We let them see the plants we picked, and we tell them this is how we use this for healing. And then the other plants, edible plants, we explain how we preserve them and use them for food, and we tell them where to look for them. That's what they need to learn while they're small. So I told them, someday you're going to get hungry for goodies you used to eat when your parents are alive, because that's what I did. I grew up staying with my grandparents, and many times I long for food that I used to eat when I was small. I told them that's what you're going to do, but you won't find where to find where you won't find them where to look for them if you don't know where to look for them. I talked quite a bit, and then Ruthie took over and she talked, and then Gladys, the elder, and Ruth Adams and Caleb Adams, who are, I don't remember all of them. All of them had different ideas about that. It was real good. And we talked, the principal and I talked about this. We have no coordinator too. We have problem with IRA. But a lot of them were helping. And it was a good day for all of us. And between principal and I, all together, we are going to line up another senior back day in November, every other month until school is out. That will make 5 senior back days. I hope we can make it. We have had no coordinator for ever since I come back. Since 1995, we have had no coordinator, but we try to go, and we try to have guinea pig days. Last year, I did not called for in the past days. Because ever since I came back to chairing the elders, I have had real hard time working with IRA. And we hollered to CB. We let somebody move around with notice. We let them know quite a ways before, but hardly people come, very few. And one time, the last time, after they had lunch in school, those two came to go out and take off to fish upriver, and they leave me alone, and I worked alone in the school for some time, moving around in classrooms. And Tom looked at me, stopped me in the hallway. He said, "Mildred," I said, "What?" He said, "You look tired, you go home." And I go home, and after that I start thinking, if they don't want it, why should I work hard? And then later on they start asking me around, "Why don't we have in your back day?" This is the answer I give all the time. Remember, we don't work together. That's why we don't have any back pay. I know it makes them think. So we start back again, and it was good response this time. I hope they keep on responding. They do. I have that much to report. But I wasn't going to report it, but listening to people talking about their problems, I try to give the good part, good news, but I also have bad news. Tell me know about this. There was a lot of confusion in village after we had this growing strong together meeting. One elder starts airing through CB that he was told to reorganize the elders. That he was told to do that. And then he said he's going to do that. And I never say anything. And then when he keeps doing that, I called Elmer, asking him if it was from the office here. He didn't know anything about it. And then he started telling them we're going to have reorganizing in the state Saturday, first Saturday of September. And he kept airing that. Pretty soon he started complaining about me, putting my name down, and that's when I answered to receive you. And I told him, how come if you're an elder like that and concerned about children, how come you don't come all these years, over 20 years I've been chairing with the elders, but never one time you come. Only when you were the chair for a year and a half, then you was in there, but when you're off again, then you don't come at all. How come you as an elder don't come to our meeting when I call for a meeting, if you are concerned about it? He starts answering, and he said some bad things, like I let the money go, I let the camp cut them, things like that. And then I answered the second time, I said, we're not big role models like that, letting our young people hear us like that. If you want to talk, you can talk, but I won't answer again. He talked all right, but I didn't answer him, that was it. And I find out that nobody backed him up from that side, so I'm here again. Thank you for taking me here for me. I still want to do what I can, but I still want to see if we can have coordinator there. I knew applicants, people who never applied before for IRA. Hopefully things work better this time. They do that.
Thank you. make them modern. You can just have fewer kids at a time and teach them to enumerate that, not just kind of pour out in the wilderness. But not because it's a rule, they still to come up, especially when our clock goes before the dark, because the rule on the other.
I've got one comment. You see, when you have a non-actual and a new one, you have a crew to put on it from a statewide tobacco alliance to a punishment for you. That group to a summer, they're going to be participating in all the venues constant. But the moment I was a good number one killing of limit and tobacco related from alcohol and drugs. Now what is it? So what is the asking you what I'm on the pool you look at the book you look at the book. What I'm looking at now is 10, 15 years from now, the medical services we have now, a few million years, a few years ago, in Atlanta, medical services, a few million years ago. Now, maybe a few years ago. Then they're done, it's a much less couple of maybe you can put that up on the next meeting agenda to tobacco control.
This right, tobacco alliance?
Yeah. From the school, from the clinic, from the support of the school, from 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 the school.
Almost got an announcement. Announcement, yes, sir. those of you that are going to AFM, the five that get picked already, we need one more name, because Truman is going with Manita, and we need one more. Oh, Evelyn's going to come then.
Mm-hmm.
Evelyn, okay, got the name. Be traveling with you there, leaving on Saturday, because the meeting's on Sunday. The elders' meeting starts on Sunday, and the elders that are coming down will go along to the meeting on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then AFM the rest, and then travel back on Saturday to be there. And there's one more question, where would the elders like to stay? I've got, like I said yesterday, reservations in the courtyard and reservations at the Hilton.
Who do you have to what?
Levi, Omar Armstrong, Mildred Sage, Thomas Sheldon, Evelyn Ballas, and myself. That's several.
Okay.
Levi, Elmer, Mildred, Tommy, and Evelyn. Because you're going down with North, I mean, Park Service, and he's going down with Manita. So that'll be
okay, the reason why I asked is, since our affairs are being taken care of,
yeah,
we would like to be included,
yeah,
wherever we are safe.
Yes, yes, exactly. I don't know where you guys are.
You will make reservations for us too.
I could make reservations, but that
And she has to
change
for your hotel,
no,
right?
Park Service change,
yeah,
for your hotel, and Manila will pay for your hotel too.
Mm-hmm.
Another question is for the community.
Yeah, would couldn't MCS make reservations in the hotel that the rest are going to stay in for you?
They could do that. We have that, because
they have a code that they use that I don't know. I mean, we've got our own code for the elders here. Yeah, see, I don't have that in there. That's what they asked for in the make reservation.
Okay, I will need you know what hotel.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm asking now. Where would you like to stay? Where? Downtown or courtyard? Who's going to give the loop to try?
If you guys want to stay downtown, you know, it's your decision. Sorry,
yeah.
You mentioned that he would like the group, if they're going to stay at the courtyard, but it's the group's decision. If you want to stay downtown, then you can stay downtown. But the preference is for you guys to stay at the courtyard. And speaking of AFN, there is some more new information about AFN and the agenda, so just take one and pass it up.
Anything else?
Yeah. Martha? There's Nana's got 150 PFDs that they're gonna try to sell to staff, permanent fund dividend tickets. And I approached Charlie last week about attending a conference. It's a wellness and spirituality conference in Tucson. And the tickets are $200-something, but I asked him if we could send some of our staff to this conference. And I wanna share that information to you guys and see if you're interested in attending this wellness and spirituality conference in early November in Tucson, Arizona. And I'm gonna pass you guys some information, and once I get the okay on how many tickets we could use, then we'll see if there's anybody from our elders council that could attend this conference. Yep. But there's more information about it right here. And there's more at our office too.
What's the date?
The dates are November 3 through 6. November 3 through 6. And it's on that handout. Yeah, we're trying to get some staff members to go, and I was told at the last minute maybe I should share this with the elders too.
Okay,
and I have to see how many tickets we have available. It's wellness and spirituality. It talks about Native American health. There's a whole list of the topics and the presentations that are on this handout workshop.
Okay.
But I think it's something that we could do at Sivanyuklik, talk about wellness of our spirits, of ourselves, of women's health, men's health issues. And it's something I would like to do at Sivanyuklik. It's just a matter of time. And I don't know how many people have signed up to go from our staff yet, but I thought I'd share this information with you guys.
Date of our next meeting. There's a new calendar on the back of your package there. If you want to look at the calendar, then
next meeting. What seven that week we had out of meeting. Kivalina. Kamatanin lo na kuno katimarini tuli tamne piyumali ya pera muso ito kana. Nito na kahitin mo ni tamne piyumek siya ya muso kana. Yilitan niwa nito layo mo na kuno ya to kama. Ini satu sak pelikiran, kami pelikiran sak pelikiran, ini wajib sak pelikiran ini juga ya, ini pelikiran. Jika YouTube lepas tu semua, menafsir ini juga.
The next regional elders council meeting is usually the first month of the new year. It can either be January or February, but we're going to have to decide when we want to do in the spirit of the family, if it's going to be this fall or if it's going to be in the springtime too, so we have to keep that in mind too, because that's a full 3 days with Linda Jewell.
Yeah.
In the spirit of the family, I think should either this fall or early spring.
Why don't we get Linda and see when's the best time for her and check with the others and see what time's the best. I think sometime in November is not too busy. October is going to be the festival. November. Read the 6 is the
Wellness and Spirituality Conference.
Wellness and Spirituality Conference in Tucson. It's November 3 and
6. And then 18th and 19th.
And somebody on the board have meeting on the 18th, I think.
Yeah.
18th of November. So we could attend the knowledge of the situation in the evening. Is that, are you co-sponsoring that or are you setting that? Yeah. How about that, if we ask Linda, see if she can have fellows, days, that I've learned what is that you want to do, that's what you need, that's what you need.
Ati ka wana, ati yugle dhuni di samma, dhiki rakti.
Adi pa yaad daru di chale uba, kamdo wo wo ni chale uba nere chiga, kati yaad pa pa nishu ni sa uti, kani sa wakna yisi, kati na ku wilu, ino hapsi, kada na ku wilu ni sa uti, namun di ibin lakin na yali chiga.
So November 13th?
November 13th.
In the tears of the family?
Yes.
13th? I'll let you back.
Yeah. Well, me, if you get you will get it from 8 to 4.
Okay, I'll check with her on her time.
Yeah. But the suggestion is 8 to 4.
Before we fix this meeting, I want to say this. I want to encourage you, younger generation, I say because maybe I'm the oldest in this meeting. I'm 81 years old. And I want to pass this information to you. All these years I need a lot of obstacles. But it's always good to pray about it, and the Lord knows what's best for you. Because as I was talking about that incident in Kivalina, that meeting that was supposed to come up, when it was time to go, my husband and I hunted down there. I wanted to listen. And the other couple came, and we stood by the door for 1 hour. Nobody came. It was locked from outside. And when we right back to our place, we caught up with that man who was trying to put up a meeting, and my husband stopped, and he said, Hanukkah's Patinuch. He said, they're good, they're okay. And my husband said, I thought you was going to put up a meeting, that's why we went down there. And this is what he said, nobody opened the door for me, it's locked up, and they can't find the key. Nobody can find the key. I don't think nobody hide them, but they get lost, and there was no meeting, nothing done. So it's best to give it to the Lord, your problems, and he'll always make a way for you. Thank you.
Chairman, I move that we adjourn. Motion made, seconded, meeting adjourned until November 13th. Did you give me that?
Thank you.